Hello and good evening. Welcome to this gathering of people where questions are going to be answered, submitted by you, the audience, by our sources. From the other side of the veil, brought in by Terry Brown. Today it is September the 7th, 2016. This is, as usual, a simulcast radio show with a conference call. I welcome you all. We had a few more callers join in here in the last minute. I welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, sir, everybody.
Welcome to the call, Don.
Thanks.
Hey, Don.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Fair to Midland.
And who else joined in? Please say your name and location. And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Joni in St. Louis.
Hello, Joni. Good evening to you and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. I see another person joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Susan in Frederick.
Hello, Susan. Welcome to the call. Did you say Susan and Frederick or in Frederick?
I'm sorry. I meant to say Frederick, Maryland.
Okay. Thank you for being here, Susan.
But it's Susan and a friend.
All right. Hello, friend of Susan. Thank you for being here.
Frederick's a nice city, I mean, especially the old part. Really nice.
All right. Frederick is also the name of my son's cat he just got.
Oh, cool.
All right. Another person just in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris. Good evening, my brother.
Hey. So, Vice.
Another beautiful day, my friend.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Hi.
I see another caller joined in. Welcome, please. Patient.
Gail from New Jersey. Hi.
Welcome back, Gail. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi.
All right. And another person joined in. Welcome, please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome back, Shirley. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. All right, in the meantime, we're past the clock. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say a name and location. If you want to. I see the helicopter is up there. So Wynn is on his way. I welcome all those that are listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you so much for participating with this. As you all may know, we have also a conference call on the Sunday mornings, which is 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The two-hour call where it's the most popular call. I think also a very important call for the highest good of all concerned, where we put worldly issues and personal issues, and we do personal meditation, and Wynn discusses interesting topics. It's a 2 hours filled of quite interesting material and also very effective, I believe, with making this world a better place. So I welcome you all. And then we have also Monday evenings, same time as today, 6 p.m. Pacific, a random topic call.
That quieted everything down.
What's that, Don?
That quieted everything down.
Yes. Yeah, it's very quiet. We have quite a few callers on the line.
Doze off.
And it's a great feature to be broadcasted worldwide through BBS Radio. You can listen to this program 24/7 wherever you are, whenever you want to. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Deb in Oregon.
Hello, Deb. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name. Hello.
Hi.
Terry.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Terry.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to. Let's see. This was a common. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. I try it one more time. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. However, we welcome you. It's totally fine to stay in the background. It's 6:05, and we are waiting for the free man, Mr. Winfrey, to become present on the call.
He should be here.
I guess Vivin is still on the road, isn't he?
No, he's home.
Home? Okay. All right, then.
He got home about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, right. As you all know, today, tonight, in this session, you can submit questions, and those will be answered if appropriately. Good evening to the free man.
Hey, hi.
Win, we welcome you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you are here.
Is Terry here?
And muted and everything.
Yes, I'm here. Here I am.
Hi.
Hi.
Terry, when I hear your voice, my heart soars like an eagle.
Oh, you sweetheart.
I can't take credit for that. I was just watching the movie Little Big Man, and the Native American guy said that, but hey, I do mean it, though.
All right, then. Here we are at the clock of 6:06. I am going to mute the lines.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right, and in the area of technology, all we need to do is press the start button for the recorder, and then we will be rolling. Heads up, it is September the 7th. Win. Are you ready for this?
Of course not.
All right, then. Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is September 7th, 2016. Win and Terry in Arizona, and all of us everywhere in the middle of this shift energy. And we certainly are in the middle of a shift. And I would say we could look at this as being an exciting time. It's like riding a bucking bronco. And what's going to happen next? And here we are on planet Earth. And on some level, I think we all wanted to be here and hold for this time. And we're learning actually how to do that. So tonight, I'm still getting grounded. I was in Phoenix and I just got back. So bear with me. And it's interesting because we're getting less questions, but we're not getting less people on the call. So I wonder if that means if everybody's got it all together.
All callers are unmuted.
You guys have it all together?
Did you get my question, Wynn?
John, I got your question.
Okay, okay.
Uh-huh. How many still feel an area of untogetherness?
Yeah.
There's lots of questions I could ask. If you want me to ask, you know, the next couple of hundred shows, I'll do that.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. Well, I can say I'm taking less steps backwards, and I'm taking a lot more steps forward now.
Who is that? Chris?
Chris.
Yeah.
Chris in Memphis.
Chris in Memphis.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the biggest level of concern you all have?
The election.
John, I already got your question, okay? Thank you, John. Let's leave some space for someone else.
Okay.
Like, who has a concern? Anyone have a concern about what's going on in the world, and are you safe?
The economy.
The economy, okay? So, shall we ask a question tonight about the economy?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Like, any clue as to the economy and how we should prepare?
And I think also that it's very important, yes, to be to prepare for this, to know as much as possible we can, but also the other side of the coin is to avoid as much as possible. I believe that the Sunday Grid Healing Call is a huge part of proving the rocky road coming up, but maybe pay attention to that, to avoid as much as possible future negativity.
Well, keep in mind, our Sunday call is amazing, and that we're just a small group, and there's a lot of other forces at play, and there's a lot of people in, I would say, a lot more anxiety and fear than we are. And there's a lot of people in a lot more ignorance than we are. And so, you know, it has to do, just because we put something on the Sunday call, it doesn't mean we've changed it, okay? So if you notice, the things that change are things that there's not a lot of energies pulling in another direction. This is what I've observed. For example, when I think one of the most amazing and dramatic things that we seem to have impacted on the Sunday call is the time was Hurricane Gustav, and it dropped its force before it hit New Orleans. But in that case, I'm just pointing this out, in that case, let me mute people for a moment, just a second here.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
In that case, there were not a lot of energies, I don't think, or that I know about, that were pulling in the opposite direction for the earthquake to hit. Not the earthquake, the hurricane. So it was just a matter of the hurricane changing its mind or going along with the request that why don't you honor all those people that are praying and put your energies in different places, okay? And they did. At least that's what seemed to happen on the call.
Yeah, it had the agreement of the hurricane and the Elohim and all the people praying. I don't think they would have done it without the people praying.
Yeah.
And it was a big factor.
But as far as I know, we didn't have a bunch of Illuminati black magic guys saying, hurricane hit, okay? Because that's a real energy and an intention to make something happen. And, you know, we've had a number of questions, I have, about how all this works. And it's some of the answers are very interesting. For example, we are all concerned, every one of us, with personal survival for ourselves and our family. And we probably know that there are a lot of consciousnesses on the planet right now that don't have very much regard for our personal survival. In fact, they might be just intending that we don't survive. You know, the negative forces, the Illuminati, etc., it's pretty clear they have an intent for depopulation, okay? So when you hear some of the things that happen on the planet that don't make sense, there are so many things going on that are the result of their intent. For example, chemtrails. For example, GMOs. For example, provoking war. And, of course, war is a good way to depopulate people. And I really believe, you know, that they have that intention. And, you know, how do we override? That's a good question. How do we override that overwhelming intention? Okay? How can the overwhelming intent of the negative be overridden? Now, Jesus said, the faith of 10 people. No, when you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain, okay? Is that right, Terry? Is that the right quote? Or 10 people can do something. A group of people, Maharishi, used to do meditations in cities, and he claimed that when there were a certain amount of people meditating in the city, it changed the energy of the city, and there was less crime. And so, and it wasn't that many people, I mean, that could do it, right? And I can see that happening. I can see sometimes I or Terry will go out and hold the energy somewhere, and it changes the energy around us, and things become more mellow. So it'd be good to ask a question on guidelines for how that works, and how do we create a miracle? I know.
Well, you know, I've noticed one thing. It's like when people put things into Sunday Grid Healing, and they put, like, somebody that's sick, and then the Elohim in the grid healing goes and takes a look at that sick person. That's like, oftentimes, they're so sick, they can't even figure out where their next breath is coming from. And the Elohim's going, I wish, you know, somebody put him in the light sooner. I'm just amazed.
You know, I'm just, you know, myself, I have put people in the love light, and the results have been amazing with Bill, with my daughter, with my cousin, with my mom when she passed over. You know, it is amazing, and when you're talking about the Gustav, you know, you have immediate feedback that it seems to, you know, to yourself, you get a confirmation it's really working. But I think that the Center Grid Healing Call, what you're doing, when especially also with the worldly issues with the Ring of Fire, and make sure that the nuclear devices are disabled to go off, I think that it's just utmost important that we do that. And I want to thank everybody for participating and try to get as many people involved.
Yeah, and you know, it's like during the day, every day, how many of you are taking a moment and how is it, Rich, I got your questions, you know, inwardly asking for things. In other words, if you recall, and we say this over and over again, it's like riding a bicycle, and the Elohim are like the chain and the rear wheel, but somebody has to pedal. And part of pedaling is creating the intent in the course of the day. Part of pedaling is sending the light to people and asking for support. We are grounding this in this realm. And as far as I can tell, they need us to ground it, okay? They're not like Big Daddy saying, Daddy, do this, Daddy, do that, Daddy, do this, and they do it. And, you know, I asked this question once, and you may have heard this answer, but I'll say it again. It's like, you know, we all think we're special and privileged. We do think that, okay? And we're the humans. And then we have these guys that are negative that are working overtime to screw us over. So I asked them once, what would happen if you just eliminated the negatives? Okay? I mean they disappeared. They, you know, they were taken out. And the answer was quite interesting. And it portends to the fact that creation is a self-generating evolutionary process. And the Elohim are not, you know, can be pulled into that process by our requests. But they said if the negative were just taken out, so to speak, if they were taken out, they would just come back in some future world. They'd be sitting there in the astral waiting for another opportunity to create problems in this realm. And that, from their point of view, well, this is just one particular evolutionary cycle on Earth, and if we don't get it now, we'll get it in a future cycle, okay? And then another time, they said, they talked about cows. And they said, you know, what if the cows asked us to take out humans, right? And it's like, aren't the cows part of God's creatures? And of course, they're pretending to the fact that we eat cows and kill cows. Not only do we eat them and kill them, we torture them, okay? We torture them. Or we may not intentionally torture them, but from the point of view of, I guess, cheaper prices, you know, people do sell cows that are not beef that's not tortured, and the beef that are left to graze, and that eat grass, and But the majority of cows, as far as I know, are pushed together in stalls, have no space, force-fed God knows what, and slaughtered. And then we eat them. So we get all that energy of all of that stuff, and we're torturing the cows. So it's complicated, and we are here learning answers and learning how to implement this connection we have with the higher realms. And let's ask that question. That's a good question, okay? How do we best implement other than what we're doing already? How do we best implement this connection with the higher realms for, other than what we're doing, what we're doing for more impact, okay? And let's see here. That's a good question. Because this is a rather special thing we're doing. And it's rather rare. So, you know, if you're not new to this call, or if you are new to this call, then it may not make sense to you, but the people that are hanging in here and listening all the time, it makes sense, because you're sitting here watching and privy to it all. And okay, another question is, how do we How do we take more personal responsibility for the impact, for our participation in this rare connection with our sources? Okay. Those are all good questions. Okay. I don't see any. Let's see if any new questions came in, and we'll get started. Okay. Hang on, Terry. You're unmuted. Correct.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm okay. Looking forward to my next 50 minutes of vacation here.
All right. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies,
and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protective space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you. And we overlook the third density, overlook planet Earth, and we see the listening audience dotted throughout different places. We take a look at Rich Buckley's location and John's location and different locations, and we see that the climate, the third density social memory complex of the area is quite different from where each of you are. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First, let me talk to get John here, okay? And John is talking about elections being rigged. And he thinks that the Elohim, or the Ra group, can intervene to make sure the elections are not rigged. And that the American people's vote really counted. And John, my own, we'll let him answer that. But my own thing is, I don't think that's something they can do. I will tell you, Donald Trump has called on people to volunteer to monitor the poll booths. And I don't know what instructing them to do to keep the elections fair. But are you going to volunteer to stand in a poll that day and to monitor it to see that it's conducted honestly? And see, this is where, if you don't do that, and then you ask the higher forces to do something, you know, there's so much inequity in this realm. And there's only certain guidelines by which either they would choose or maybe that they're able to make a difference, okay? And I'm sure they would like to see everyone loving each other, and they'd like to see everyone having integrity and everyone honoring the law of one. And that there are certain things that don't seem in their area of influence. For example, like with elections, we've been having rigged elections for quite a few years now, and it even comes out in the newspapers, and still there's no public outcry saying, let's protect ourselves from rigged elections. It seems like whatever they do the negative, and they get away with more and more, and there's a growing contingency of awareness. But in the general public, it's like, it doesn't seem to me anyway, that there's not a tremendous focus on making things equitable. So I'll turn it over to them and let them share their perspective on this. Thank you.
Thank you. As we look at the system as it is brought into the manifest realm, we see that it is like a well-oiled machine. It is like an iceberg, which only one-fourth of it sticks above the water, and three-fourths of it is below the waterline and unseen. And it is like a well-oiled machine that they feel that we seek the words to express it, that is running in accordance with what has been set up, the intake of money, follow the money trail. The other areas that we do not know unless we have our crystal ball to see below the waterline and see why they need or feel they need to continue the system and elect the people that will continue the system that is expressing power. It isn't just a matter of that they are negative. They have a well-oiled machine that they feel needs to keep being fed. If you look at the actions that are taken, they feed into the overall look at the operation of this machine. So the issue of whether the election is rigged or not is only the end product of what they feel must be kept in power for this machine to continue to run and not break. Each action one can do to express your individual vote to back up what you wish. Investigate what you can do and contribute to it. Each contribution helps the overall, but realize that the will of the machine takes on a life of its own and feels that it has to be expressed in certain ways, and it is an energy which you can sense, and if you can get big enough, for instance, we get very big and we encompass all of the whole machine and see it for what it is. It is an energy being expressed, and that if the machine does not continue in the way it has been set up, then breakdowns will begin to occur in the systems that you will begin to notice. However, if a system is really broken at the core, perhaps it is best to let it just break down and then set up something that is not broken at the core. Thank you. That is our answer.
So the breakdown of the machine will cause some unavoidable discomfort in the physical.
Yes.
And
yes,
that
very noticeable discomforts.
Yeah. And so when people are just trying to wish away that discomfort, that may not be anywhere close to what's for the highest good.
Right.
Did you say that? Yeah.
Yes.
So it's better to not look at the symptom, which is the discomfort, but the breakdown of the machine, which allows for the potential for renewal and rebirth of something new. This is
right.
where...
But the... This is... Go ahead.
This is where, as this comment in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, that this breaking down of things is actually a good thing, because it will cause people to come together, hopefully, it will cause people to come together and mutually support each other and create systems, perhaps at a grassroots level, of taking care of each other rather than looking at the machine to take care of you.
Yes, we're looking at the breakdown of different comforts.
Yeah.
And
so,
yes.
So that if we can, that may be a best case scenario for all this stuff to break down. Okay?
Yes.
And we can prepare ourselves for it, but we can prepare ourselves with the idea that it is not a horrible thing to happen, even though...
It is an adjustment. If the energy is not fed properly into the machine, there will begin to be breakdowns, which is part of the strong intention to keep the machine going.
So, okay, I think that handles that question, okay? Question here from D in Xenia, Ohio. Now, Dee, I want you to know that we have to be careful about medical type questions, all right? The best we can do in general is ask them to work with a situation and bring light and harmony to it. You know, that's a very big thing, because when somebody is in a hospital, and all the doctors and nurses and everyone are acting in a collaborative, co-creative way, there's probably much more chance of success in whatever they're doing, okay? And, you know, let's suppose we give a suggestion, and you follow our suggestion, and then somebody dies in worst-case scenario. It's like, we're going to look like we're responsible, okay? Because we gave a suggestion to do this, this, and this. So we have to
sometimes
be real.
It is better. Yeah. That is better in some cases. And the individual intends to die or wishes to die.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the scenarios that helps reset their future track in their life.
So, with that being said, let me read Dee's question, okay? And I've just learned that this September 9th, which is in 2 days,
September 9th, 2016, in numerology, is a 999 day. It portends beginnings and endings. My daughter is having surgery on her left arm that day. And I'm wondering if our sources have anything to say about the numerology of that day and if they can give guidance to the surgeon, Dr. David Marino of Dayton, Ohio, who is performing the surgery. They will be coming very close to nerves that, if damaged, could potentially do irreparable harm. And I'm hoping the 999 date is a good date. And I'm sure she's asking there for the blessings of the higher sources to be there and help make that operation flow. Okay, turning it over to you.
Thank you. One can rise above numerology and astrology and not let it affect you. One can simply treat it as a level, lower level of concern that can have an effect, but then set it aside. Rise above it. Nine can be divine order. And there is an attempt here to reestablish divine order in the arm. And so one can latch on to the feeling of divine order. Spirit. Spirit order. Three times nine. Spirit order, spirit order, spirit order. To bring divine order back to the arm. To put the energy of divine order over the whole operation and the healing within the arm. Thank you.
And hold the thought of success. Don't hold fear about it. Hold the thought of success. Hold the energy of love light in the operating room. And intend or pray for flowing energy around everybody that's involved in this. Next question. This is from Chris in Memphis. I have a question for tonight. I've been working to clear myself of my old patterns and traumas. I have also been working on grounding, staying neutral, and in unconditional love at all times, raising my vibration. Are the things I'm doing helping me progress faster? And what more can I do in these areas? Thank you, Lynn, Terry, and Ra'an, and the Elohim. I can't put into words the great impact you have had on my life these past years.
Thank you. You are doing good things. And also, keep up the things with the ozone. And to help with the ozone, we lend our impetus that it may reset, may send. We are working as we are talking. Reset any viruses. Reset any system misadjustments. So keep up with these alarm and nutrition. Keep your blood sugar level as much as possible at a higher level rather than hits of highs and lows and highs and lows. You will be able to tell when you are keeping your blood sugar level more stable, and you will feel the effect on your body. Thank you.
Thank you. In keeping your blood sugar high, does that mean to eat more sugar?
No, definitely not. Sugar encourages yeast growth. And sugar gives you a high followed by a crash. It means eat a good breakfast with protein and vegetables that will stabilize you.
Thank you. Let me ask a couple of the questions we formulated before the call. Any clue as to the economy and how we should prepare? Terry, are we there? Hello?
Hi. Could you repeat the question? We pressed the wrong button on the phone, and we lost you for a minute.
I see. Okay. Let's bring in the light. And the question is, any clue as to the economy and how we should prepare?
As much as possible, get your debts paid down and secure your property, secure, and this is a good idea, but it's not forecasting any calamity, but see that you lay in some supplies and water that if anything should happen in your area, that you will be able to withstand it. If you are in a tsunami potential zone, take a look at what your risk is if there would be a tsunami. And for you and your family, lay in a plan of what you would do in case of a tsunami. Expect earthquakes in California in the 4 range. Near Los Angeles. If you live near a fracking area, Oklahoma, expect earthquakes and fortify your house, stabilize your house so that you are not at risk. Those are some of the things that we take a look at.
Thank you. When you talk about earthquakes in California, are you talking about major, major earthquakes?
We're talking about earthquakes in the forest. In the forest.
In the forest.
Four scale.
In the forest.
Yes.
Got it. So that
do not be alarmed, but make sure your house is fortified. And there may be increase in magnitude in the future, but right now it looks like the fours.
Thank you. And next question is, Rich, let me just see. Rich, I keep putting off your question. I was like, what is Rich asking here? I promise, keep it up, and I'll ask it, okay? And Anita, ask your question again, because we're running out of time. And I did take these questions about how to prepare for anything in the imminent future. And I did want to say, let me see, somebody wanted a blessing on a marriage that's going to happen. And I...
They want,
wanted,
is it what?
Oh, wait a second, I'm not finding it. Somebody's getting married, and...
they want a blessing?
Well, okay. My daughter's getting married this weekend, and I'd like our sources to send a happy couple blessings and protection. And they have been through cancer, diabetes, premature babies, and a lot of drama. Over 10 years, they're still together, and finally in a position to take the step. Please help them to continue on this positive path for their future. Jennifer S. Now, I asked her for the city, and I haven't, let me just see her. I haven't gotten it in yet. She didn't
give your blessings that you are sending mean a great deal, and we add ours to yours.
Thank you. Okay. And one more question. How do we take more personal responsibility for our own participation in this rare connection with our sources?
Thank you. It is a cooperative effort. We cannot do anything without your intention or your prayers or your asking. And asking does not have to be formal. It can be a yearning. It can be a strong desire for the highest good. And we will hear it. And we will be there.
Thank you. And on that note, we'll end this call. Rich, again, ask your question again. And I think I have to educate Terry before I ask it because it's so technical. But don't take it personally. And on that note, we'll bring this call to an end. And thank you all for your questions. Thank our sources for being here. And thank you, Terry and Hayes, for the parts you play in making these calls happen.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you. I love you all.
Thank you.
Love to all.
Thank you. Bye.
Love to all.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.